Beans, a superfood for all. Beans have been with us for thousands of years. They are easy to grow everywhere. More importantly, they are high in protein, low in fat, and easy on the wallet. These factors make beans one of the world's greatest superfoods. For centuries, they have been cooked in a great variety of ways around the world. Now, let's take a little journey to explore the charms of beans. Cassoulet, French comfort food. Cassoulet is a hearty stew originating in southern France. It is believed that it was first made to nourish the soldiers during the Hundred Years' War between France and England. It is usually made with white beans, sausages, and meat. The recipe is simple, but it is tasty and nutritious. The beans are soaked in salted water overnight, and then they are cooked on the stove with the other ingredients. Rich and meaty cassoulet is still the perfect comfort food to help the French survive the chill of winter. Is this a high-calorie dish?
On a chilly day, I can't resist a bowl of warm, mouth-watering cassoulet.
Falafel, meatballs for vegetarians. Have you ever heard of falafel? Falafel is a popular street food in the Middle East that has been enjoyed for centuries. It is usually made with beans and other vegetables. Beans are soaked in water and then ground. Next, they are mixed with flour, onions, and other ingredients. The mixture is shaped into balls, which are then deep-fried. Falafel is crispy and crunchy on the outside and warm and moist on the inside. It is usually served with toasted bread and plenty of salad. Since all the ingredients are vegetables, falafel is a perfect source of protein for people who stay away from meat. I wonder what a vegetable meatball tastes like.
Does anyone know when they first cooked falafel?
Doenjang, the essence of Korean food. Koreans use beans to produce the Korean sauce doenjang. Beans are boiled, mashed, and formed into blocks. Each block is tied with rice straw ropes and then hung on the walls inside a warm room. The good bacteria on the rice straw helps the beans ferment. After some time, the blocks are put into a jar filled with salted water and then left to ferment further. When the fermentation process is complete, the liquid and the solid are separated, which become soy sauce, ganjang, and bean paste, doenjang, respectively. Without the two sauces, almost no Korean dish would taste Korean enough.
Do you know that gan means salted, while doen means thick?